What is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. I hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from or listening in from if you're on the podcast. It has been, as always, a very interesting day in the crypto world. A lot has happened, a lot of just crypto silliness, some fairly big news again from the SEC in regards to Bitcoin ETFs, which has, in my opinion, been one of the contributing factors to Bitcoin taking a little bit of a dip this afternoon, and a continued very impressive run by the decentralized exchange tokens, and some actual legitimate growth for one of the decentralized exchanges, which is good to see there being a logical reason for the reason one of these cryptos has popped up nicely. So I want to get into all of that today. And if you are listening on the podcast, if you enjoy the show, hit me up with a subscribe as well as a review. And if you have questions on YouTube, definitely feel free to sound off below. But let's get into it. So one of the funniest pieces of news, at least in my opinion, is Kodak announcing an ICO. Their stock jumped up 44% on the news. And this is something that we've continued to see more and more often, is these random legacy businesses that really have, for the most part, no involvement with cryptocurrency, no involvement with blockchain technology, whether it was the Long Island Iced Tea Company or whatever other company out there that kind of throws blockchain in their name or says that they're getting involved in cryptocurrency mining or whatever it might be. And this is a similar scenario. Apparently, Kodak is launching an ICO that's going to take place on January 31st, open to accredited investors, and it will be called Kodak Coin. But apparently at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show out in Vegas, one of the biggest conferences, really, I think, of the year in Vegas. Apparently, Kodak, I don't know if this is completely true, looks like it, but apparently Kodak is selling a Bitcoin mining cloud contract for 2 years where you get to make a profit in quotes. And the person who saw that thought it was pretty stupid. It's kind of funny. So basically, Kodak is advertising via pamphlets and saying, "In math, we trust," that if you purchase a Kodak hash power contract to produce Bitcoin, it's a 2-year contract, going to cost you $3,400 upfront. And then they give you approximate earnings projections over, basically, they give you approximate earnings projections and then basically what you might expect in terms of your annual return on capital. I've seen some people just come out and straight up rip this to pieces, but I've also seen some other people say this could be kind of a violation of securities law, potentially promising profits on a contract like that. I have no idea really, but I just think it's hilarious that Kodak not only comes out today with an ICO, but they're also at CES handing out pamphlets about an Bitcoin cloud mining contract. So in today's silliness, there you go, Kodak. You got it. But outside of Kodak, we'll pop over here to Frank Shapiro, who is a journalist, writes about fintech at Business Insider. I'd recommend giving him a follow if you are interested in kind of any Bitcoin, crypto, fintech news. But the SEC came out and had kind of a negative ruling in regards to the Bitcoin ETF filings that were going on, specifically VanEck, who is a financial institution. VanEck and ProShares both withdrew their requests for Bitcoin ETFs because of a ruling from the SEC. So they withdrew their proposals for Bitcoin funds. They were supposed to be ETFs. I don't know if this is specifically leading to the Bitcoin pullback right now, but I think this certainly isn't positive news. I don't think the market was being propped up necessarily by the potential of a Bitcoin ETF, because it's just been pulled. It's basically, the rug has been pulled out from a Bitcoin ETF so many times before, but you're seeing at this point in time a pretty decent size pullback from where we were previously, right now trading at about 14.4, and kind of contributing to that market cool off that we're seeing, at least from Bitcoin's perspective and some of the other larger altcoins. Ripple having another day of a pullback, but when you look at it too, Ethereum continues to just absolutely crush it. And going into taking a look at Bitcoin's parabolic move initially up to like $20,000, you're kind of seeing something similar with Ethereum right now. I mean, it has just absolutely been crushing it. It's sniffed $1,300, and that's pretty incredible considering where we were at the start of the month at sub $500 ETH. for a crypto of that size and that magnitude to be crushing it that much, it has been pretty incredible, even with a lot of people coming out technically bashing Ethereum, saying it's not scaling, saying it's not working, saying it's a nightmare to work with, whatever, whatever. Ethereum is at a really nice, impressive move recently. That is for damn sure. But outside of Ethereum, I think one of the more interesting things that's been happening recently has been AirSwap's massive move up, has been Kyber Network. I'll pull Kyber Network's nice move up as well. And then you have 0x basically just absolutely crushing it. And 0x has really led the way. 0x has gone from about 20 cents at the start of December, give or take 20 cents at the start of December, to right now being worth $2.12. So it has pulled a 10x over the month of, pretty much pulled a 10x over the past month and 10 days or so. And 0x has just been absolutely crushing it, as Kyber Network has had a nice run as well from kind of the beginning of the month to beginning of the month back in December, was trading kind of similar to 0x, was at about a dollar, and now it's about four. Now it's at about $4 or so. So Kyber Network has had a really impressive move as well. And then you have AirSwap. I'll pull AirSwap up here. AirSwap has just crushed it in December too. So in December, January. And I think that I've had a core holding of AirSwap as well as 0x. I've traded Kyber before. I don't own any Kyber Network, any KNC. But the decentralized exchanges continue to be like really fascinating to me. And I think we're pretty early on in terms of what these tokens and what these exchanges can potentially be. And I'm fairly excited about that. Are they potentially due for a pullback? Can they pull back pretty, you know, could they potentially pull back pretty heavily from where they are now? Yeah, absolutely. As can anything in crypto, as we all know. But I think that AirSwap, Kyber, and 0x, I would do, I as always, and as the video went yesterday, I certainly advocate for doing a heavy amount of research before you get into anything at all. But I think that Kyber Network, 0x, and AirSwap are all positioned very well to take market share from some of these larger centralized exchanges at some point. Are we there yet? No, not at all, not even close, but it's coming along. And you can see here, so I'll pull it up here, but 0x Tracker, which is the website that actually tracks the trade volume on Radar Relay, which is part of 0x. It tracks basically the trade volume and the relayer fees as well. And you can see, it's probably hard to view a little bit here, but basically in December, there was very minimal volume. Back in November, there was less than like $25,000 of volume per day. In December, you're seeing, you know, maybe a few days where there's $100,000 volume. Ever since January, we've seen go from $150,000 in volume to $250,000 to $850,000 to $1.6 million to $2 million. And then in the last day or so, it went from $1 million in volume, in 24-hour volume, to $2 million, all the way up recently on January 9th today. We've seen $13 million in volume on Radar Relay utilizing 0x. So that has been really interesting to see. A big portion of that is the biggest crypto there is wrapped Ether, which is kind of the Ether that you need to utilize to trade on Radar Relay. But Spank Chain coming in hot with $6 million of volume recently, and then 0x with a smaller portion of that. So this level, and who knows what, who knows how this might pan out, if this may or may not be artificially pumped somehow, or how this might turn out. But the trade volume on, really the trade volume with Radar Relay, that could potentially be a massive indicator of the value that is to come and can continue to come with 0x. And I remain pretty bullish on 0x. I remain pretty bullish on AirSwap, Kyber Network, like I said. I don't have too much on Kyber Network, and a lot of that, if you go to use the demo right now, it's not a, the demo, at least from where I am, I'm not able to utilize the demo. AirSwap is kind of in a similar boat where they don't have the full product release yet. Radar Relay is still in beta, but it works, and it works well, which is pretty cool to see. I mean, this is something that could be a legit competitor to – this is something that could be a fairly legit competitor to EtherDelta. There's still a lot of work to be done, as you can see here, as I'm trying to kind of open the wallet and go through the process. It works well sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't work fantastic. But the fact that there even is a legit decentralized exchange to utilize, I think that is a pretty bullish aspect, or a pretty bullish indicator for 0x in the long term. So while I have a pretty heavy portion of both 0x and AirSwap, at this point in time, I don't necessarily plan on closing out those positions. If we do see a dip, I think I might actually add more to those. So I've been pretty happy seeing the moves of 0x, AirSwap, and obviously Kyber Network, which has done very well additionally too. So it's tough to say which one will be the ultimate decentralized exchange, and I'm sure that they can coexist in a lot of respects as well. They're all taking somewhat different approaches to how the decentralized exchange will work, where the point of weakness is within the system, or kind of who is going to be taking on the most exposure. They're all taking very different approaches. So it should be interesting to see which one, once the products really get executed, once the products are fully launched and are in fully functioning beta and beyond, which ones can have the most success. But I remain pretty excited about any type of decentralized exchange that is built and allows for the trading of ERC-20 tokens and things of that nature. The one thing I would say is, a lot of people mention like BitShares and things like that, and I can pull up BitShares too if you'd like. But one of the reasons that maybe I'm not as interested as much in BitShares, or as bullish on BitShares as I might be, is just from an exchange perspective. There's a little bit more. I'll pull up the. There's not as many. Basically, there's not as many crypto that are, at least in my mind, that are tradable at this point in time. So I think that the opportunity to have something on Radar Relay, if it would ever load, it was loading before, but not exactly the best timing for the video, and not always going to nail the point, but also going to show, this is a beta. So I guess you get what you pay for at this point. But I think that decentralized exchanges are really long-term. Most people are pretty dissatisfied with a lot of the exchanges out there, whether it's Coinbase, whether it's sometimes whether it might be Binance or Bittrex or whatever, and you're looking for something to trade crypto on, you're looking for something to buy. Binance might be down. I think Binance reopened to new registrants yesterday, so I think Binance is back open, but Bittrex is down, and Cryptopia closed to new registrants. So having these decentralized exchanges that allow for a lot more movement in the long run, and if we see something like this 0x tracker where the trade volume on 0x, or the trade volume on AirSwap in the future, the trade market on Kyber in the future, if that continues to pick up and there's actually liquidity on those decentralized exchanges, that's going to be incredible to watch, and I think you're going to see some pretty significant price movements from those tokens long term. So I'm pretty interested to see how that ends up panning out. If you have thoughts on decentralized exchanges, I would love to hear them personally. Also, there is a great video that I will link to somewhere up here. It's from Jackson Palmer, but he does a pretty in-depth walkthrough of EtherDelta. If you're not familiar, outside of just like an investment perspective and putting your money into a decentralized token like 0x, like AST, like KNC, or BitShares, or any of the other ones that are out there as well that might not be solely ERC-20 focused, Jackson Palmer does a fantastic video. It's about 20 minutes long, walks through everything in very significant depth about the technology behind it and kind of how they differentiate. I didn't want to get into that too much in this video, but wanted to talk a little bit more about if the volume, what's kind of driving the movement of 0x. What is, in some case, I think, I think 0x, in a lot of respects, right now at least, has been driving some incredible movements from that trade volume. And AirSwap and Kyber Network are in that kind of same path and are able to kind of move with that. So I'm excited to see kind of how that ends up moving forward. Like I said, if you do have any questions, if you have any thoughts on decentralized exchanges as well, and you think one is better than the other, whether it's AirSwap, whether it's 0x, whether it's Kyber, whether it's BitShares, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Whether it's EtherDelta, although I use EtherDelta all the time, I don't necessarily love it. I think there's a lot more innovation to be had with 0x or AirSwap or Kyber. So I would love your thoughts on decentralized exchanges. If you have a favorite, if you have a technical favorite, if you have an investment favorite, which one, why, and all your thoughts there. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, I do daily videos on the subject of crypto, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours a few times a week. I will be doing a YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour tomorrow evening, January 10th. We'll say at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So tomorrow, Wednesday, January 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, if you'd like to join for Crypto Happy Hour, we'll see you there. Thank you guys so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to your comments, and hope you have a great day. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.